USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys are reacting to the judge's ruling that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to the state of Oklahoma for marketing opioids.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
That's defense attorney Sabrina Strong, who says the pharmaceutical company has sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, but insists that Johnson & Johnson did nothing to cause the opioid crisis. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is feeling well enough to make a public appearance after completing cancer treatment. The 86-year-old justice picked up an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo Law School on Monday and also did a Q&A with some of the students. And Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, is stepping down at the end of next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some Ford owners will be getting some good news from the automaker soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Ford is about to send out notifications to about 600,000 owners of its Ford Focus and Ford Fiesta models, saying that they're extending the warranty on the clutch and related hardware on those cars. Earlier this month, the automaker said the extension will apply to the 2014 to 2016 Focus and 2014 and 2015 Fiestas. The warranty now extended from 5 years to seven and from 50,000 miles to 100,000 miles. Ford says dealers have been notified and they'll be ready.
The governor of Puerto Rico is declaring a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Dorian approaches the island. The declaration gives local authorities resources to prepare for the storm. Right now, a tropical storm watch is in effect for the U.S. island territory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vermont Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is making a campaign stop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday. Senator Sanders discusses a report that President Trump is considering major budget cuts to entitlement programs.
So Mr. Trump can save his staff a whole lot of time. You don't have to prepare cuts for Social Security or for anything else because you ain't going to be around to implement those cuts.
After 12 years, prosecutors are pressing charges for 12 deaths that happened during Hurricane Irma. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Arrest warrants have been issued for four employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are started to change color, you know, slightly blue.
The head nurse and administrator are expected to face manslaughter charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the first fast food restaurant to try a plant-based alternative to chicken. The Beyond Fried Chicken product will debut this week in Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.